Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, back to this one. I am not at the controls. All right, it's official. Ben Roethlisberger coming back for an 18th season. And he's taking a pay cut, and the Steelers are getting $15 million in cap savings. That's your headline. 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorn with us here. Steelers beat man. Jeff, what do you make of the pay cut part of this by Ben?
Well, I give him credit. I'm not going to go overly crazy to give a guy credit for taking $14 million to play football. But he did take a $5 million cap hit. And according to the NFL Network, it's going to be spread out over 4 years. So they save, in essence, $15 million this year, and then there'll be some dead cap money over the next few seasons, which seems to make sense given that they expect the salary cap to jump. So if you're going to make it work, I think they did the best they could, both sides, to try to give Ben a fair NFL starting quarterback salary and yet give themselves some cap room so they can make some adjustments, and obviously they need some on offense.
Jeff, do you get the sense that this, like, if you had to guess, is this something that you think Ben came up with and went to the Steelers and said, here's a number, what do you think? Or do you, like, who do you think initiated this and came up with the number? I feel like that doesn't really matter in the scheme of things, but I am curious as to whether or not you think Ben needed a very hard nudge to do this.
No, I mean, Ben kind of set it out there that he was willing to do it from the beginning. So that, from a public standpoint, kind of puts it on him of having to take something less. And I think the numbers were just something that the reason that it took a little while is it was a negotiation. And I'm sure the Steelers now, even though it hasn't been made public, have a pretty good idea of what the cap ceiling is going to be for this year. So as they tried to work out all these numbers and figure out how they could make it work, they came up with this option, which really is about as painless as you could make it for this team in, you know, spreading out just a couple of million over the next few years shouldn't be that big of an impact against this team.
Jeff, to your point about not wanting to go crazy about Ben's pay cut, and you know where Chris and I stand on what Roethlisberger has left and what kind of player we think he is and what kind of team the Steelers are going into 2021. But let me say this about Ben. Peyton Manning, going into his last year in Denver, took a $4 million pay cut for that last year there. And I think Peyton Manning at that point was probably even worse than Ben was. Would you say that? That Peyton Manning at 38? So,
agreed.
Ben really did something that outside of Tom Brady, we have not seen a quarterback do before. You know, Drew Brees is not taking pay cuts in New Orleans. So, like, I have to give him huge points for what he did today. Usually players say they don't care about the money, and then their actions say otherwise.
I think that's true, but I think there are also other situations where maybe players would have taken a pay cut like this, but the organization just cut them loose or decided not to bring them back because they were moving in a different direction. It's $5 million. It's significant, but it's not as if Ben's not going to see a lot of money for playing football. And I know that might sound cold, but I mean, He's going to be paid $14 million, and he's still been paid over the course of his career. He'll be paid about $250 million by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Jeff, I would say I would agree with you on that, although I'm choosing to give him credit today mainly to throw my detractors off the scent for a little while, just generally when it comes to my opinions. I think that something that would be equally laudable, I guess, or if not more so and more helpful to this team would be Ben Roethlisberger also as part of his I'm going to help the team first guy this year, resolving to play the quarterback position a little bit differently under Matt Canada. Because I think their only chance to be better than they were last year, and it's a slim chance, is that he gets under center more, he runs more play action, and they try to do an offense and put an offense out there that looks appreciably different than the one that we saw for the last month and a half of the season.
I think that's just an outstanding point, Chris, that you know they have to, and when they had these meetings, they were going to hammer out some of these details of where – you know, what's that relationship going to be? What's the offense going to be? And it doesn't mean that it's full Matt Canada, but those two have to sit down and they have to figure out a scheme that works for both. I mean, maybe the full Matt Canada offense doesn't fit the type of quarterback Roethlisberger is. So installing exactly what he wants to do doesn't make sense right now. It's, you know, like you see college, the best colleges are the ones that adapt what they have to the personnel. Same with, you know, look at what the Ravens have done. They've adapted their entire offense based on their quarterback. And to a lesser extent, the Steelers and Matt Canada will have to do that to, you know, really hone in on Ben's strengths, which last year were he didn't make a ton of mistakes until obviously in the playoff game. And he was able to read defenses. I mean, he's still a veteran quarterback that's seen a lot. And they have to play off that. And it may be a year where you don't see as many of the nuances that you would expect from Matt Canada because it just doesn't fit what Ben does best.
Jeff, what do you think this $5 million does for the Steelers? Like, where do you think they'll apply it or use it to do what Ben wants, which is surround me with a better team?
Well, in essence, I mean, what they're freeing up is $15 million.
Yes.
So it'll get them under the cap. Period. So now they're in cap compliance. So really, they don't have to do anything else now unless for some reason the cap is way lower than what it likely is to be. But that's $15 million is going to get them under the cap. So they don't have to make moves right now to get ready for the new year. So now they can start exploring, do they extend certain contracts? Are there players that they can get rid of?
Do you feel like this gets them back into the Juju sweepstakes?
No, because I still think that money is still going to be bigger. Even in a year where it's going to be team-friendly in free agency because of the lower cap, I think somebody will like Juju enough that he's going to get more money than he could get here because, you know, if you look at the position of strength with the Steelers offensively, it's at receiver. So would you want to spend that on one receiver or could you get some quick fixes, maybe of some bargain free agent offensive linemen or tight end or running backs because
Jeff,
the market isn't as big as it would have been.
Here's a question for both of you. You can have Juju on a long-term deal coming back, as Pony sort of just posited there, or you can have Jared Cook for 1 year. I know what I'm taking, and it's not Juju.
I don't want to give Juju big money, so I guess if I'm
saying
faced
a deal,
with both,
a deal
I would
though,
rather
that,
have
yeah,
a tight end
but he's
on a
not
1 year
coming,
deal.
Pony, the reason I'm bringing it up like that is he's not coming back for like 1 year money that Jared Cook might come in for 1 year on because he's 33 and not 24 is my point. Like Juju's a luxury item to me. It's going to the store when you need jumbo milk and TP and bread and buying like lump crab meat.
Yeah.
Wow. I love the jumbo reference.
You're on a roll today, Chris. Jeff's loving your references. He thought you made an excellent point. You're winning listeners back over with your commentary so far today. You bet Duquesne. I mean, it's just, you know, you had a mole that told you Ben News was coming. Everything's coming up Mueller. Maybe buy a lottery ticket
thing to
today
happen.
Or something.
I need one more thing to happen. I got some firewood cleared out of my backyard, but I know that the man we're talking with right now spoke for some more of it. So whenever Jeff wants to come over and, you know, load up his trunk or whatever with a bunch of firewood, he's welcome
and
to.
And I think quickly to finish your point, Chris, I think if the Steelers were thin at receiver, I think that makes a different argument for Juju. But they are not. That is a strength, and they need help in other areas.
How about Bud Dupree?
I love the thought of a 1 year, you know, prove it, or I'm going to wait. But I think because of his success with the Steelers, someone's going to give him a big deal, and he's going to take that more guaranteed money.
I would want to take the flexibility, Jeff. I would want to take the flexibility that this might give them now and just try to find a way somehow, some way to bring back Hilton and Sutton. Like, if I could bring back any two defenders, I would try to bring back both of them before I'd bring back Dupree. And I came around completely on Dupree as a player, but this is a league where you've got to be able to cover receivers, I think, more than almost anything else. Sutton would give them better ability to do that, and Hilton gives you something unique that virtually no player at his position in the NFL does.
That's a great thought, but there's so much need on the offensive side. You know, they just for depth, they need to sign some more players, and it's not Ben gives them help and he gets them under the cap, but they still have a ways to go to get to a position where they can improve and sign draft picks and do just the simple things that they need to do. And you know, I say this: the biggest thing I take from this signing today is that the Steelers believe they are a Super Bowl, not just contender, but they can be a Super Bowl winner this year.
Wow.
So the moves that they make correspondently should be to that regard. So I would see them signing maybe some veterans to fill some holes quick, because you don't bring Roethlisberger back if you're building towards something. You bring Roethlisberger back to win a Super Bowl in 2021.
That was our Out of Office Report, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture with Jeff Hathorn. Check out what he's writing about the Ben Roethlisberger news at 93.7thefan.com. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7thefan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. Chris, it's crazy. News like this breaks, and now people are contacting us to get on the air. So, Kabali texted Craig and said, I want to clear up what I tweeted about this Ben thing.
Okay.
So, he's going to jump on with us next for a few minutes. And then Gretkowski thought he was on today, so he's going to come on at 3. Just unreal.
So, wait, we're going to go well over an hour of showtime just talking to guests, aren't we?
Yeah. I know. Well, what Craig wants to do is, I think Craig's idea might have been to balance it out and find people that were pro Big Ben, not expecting that we were in favor of, I guess, what he did today.
I think there are some listeners who are really off balance now on Twitter. Like, there are people I can tell who don't know what to do, who usually would troll me.
Are they?
And one person saying, I'm genuinely shocked that you had this in you, since all you do is trash the guy.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
Craig. Which is why it was reassuring to get one guy who simply responded to my tweet praising Ben with, you're still a jagoff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.